I expected to go back to a round of meetings examining what the next attacks could be, what our vulnerabilities were, what we could do about them in the short term. Instead, I walked into a series of discussions about Iraq. At first, I was incredulous that we were talking about something other than going after Al-Qaeda. Then I realized with almost a sharp physical pain that Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz were going to try to take advantage of this national tragedy to promote their agenda about Iraq. Since the beginning of the administration, indeed well before, they had been pressing for a war with Iraq. My friends in the Pentagon had been telling me that the word was out that we would be invading Iraq sometime in 2002. On the morning of the 12th, DOD's focus was already beginning to shift from Al-Qaeda. The CIA was explicit now that Al-Qaeda was guilty of the attacks, but Paul Wolfowitz, Rumsfeld's deputy, was not persuaded. It was too sophisticated and complicated an operation, he said, for a terrorist group to have pulled it off by itself, without a state sponsor. Iraq must have been helping them. I had a flashback to Wolfowitz saying the very same thing in April, when the administration had finally held its first deputy secretary meeting on terrorism. When I had urged action on Al-Qaeda then, Wolfowitz had hearkened back to the 1993 attack on the World Trade Center, saying Al-Qaeda could not have done that alone and must have had help from Iraq. The focus on Al-Qaeda was wrong, he had said in April. We must go after Iraqi-sponsored terrorism. He had rejected my assertion, and the CIA's, that there had been no Iraqi-sponsored terrorism against the United States since 1993. Now, this line of thinking was coming back. By the afternoon on Wednesday, Secretary Rumsfeld was already talking about broadening the objectives of our response and getting Iraq. Secretary Powell pushed back, urging a focus on Al-Qaeda. Relieved to have some support, I thanked Colin Powell and his deputy, Rich Armitage. I thought I was missing something here, I vented. Having been attacked by Al-Qaeda, for us now to go bombing Iraq in response, well, that would be like our invading Mexico after the Japanese attacked us at Pearl Harbor. Powell shook his head. It's not over yet. Indeed, it was not. Later in the day, Secretary Rumsfeld complained that there were no decent targets for bombing in Afghanistan and that we should consider bombing Iraq, which, he said, had better targets. At first, I thought Rumsfeld was joking. But he was serious, and the president didn't reject out of hand the idea of attacking Iraq. Instead, he noted that what we needed to do with Iraq was to change the government, not just hit it with more cruise missiles, as Rumsfeld had implied. Joint Chiefs Chairman Hugh Shelton's reaction to the idea of changing the Iraqi government was guarded. He noted that could only be done with an invasion by a large force, one that would take months to assemble.